This week marks a milestone for Canada. The country has installed its first ever marijuana vending machine. But before some of you run off and book flights to Vancouver, Chuck Verabayev of the British Columbia Pain Society told TV channel Global News you'll need more than your credit card.
If we had a card swipe system, it's open for abuse because then anybody could give their card to anybody else to use. This way you come in, you show the staff on duty, a membership to come in, and doctor's consent, and then you have access to it.
This is medical marijuana. You have to register for it. The machine looks like any other snack vending machine with the slow-mo delivery spirals, except it's got pot in sealed, tamper-proof bags. And critics say what's on the outside of those bags may be as much of a problem as what's inside. Lorinda Strang is with the Orchard Recovery Center, a drug and alcohol treatment facility in Vancouver.
I saw it on the news last night. And the first thing that I saw was a bag of marijuana called cotton candy, and that deeply disturbs me. If medical marijuana wants to be taken seriously, this whole movement, then they need to stop naming the drugs after candy for children.
The pot vending machine offers several types of marijuana, including the cotton candy. BC Pain Society's Chuck Verabayev says he hopes they'll soon have lots of the machines in the province.
We want to get our vending machines into every medical clinic and retirement home in Vancouver who want one.
So what else can you get from a vending machine these days? We've got a look at some of the other unusual stuff you can buy compiled by the CBC. Live hairy crabs, anyone? Yeah, really. It's at PRI.org.